Welcome back to Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven by Liberty Ford. Time now for our one-on-one player interview brought to you by PNC Bank, the official bank of the Cleveland Browns. And very happy to be joined by rookie cornerback Pierre Desir. Pierre, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
So I remember starting back with you before the rookie spotlight show, your story to the NFL. Unbelievable, and everybody's very excited. And then, you know, we hear terms like it's going to be a redshirt season for you. What was it like for those first 14, 15 weeks on the practice squad, kind of biding your time, waiting to get an opportunity?
You know, every day was a challenge, just trying to get myself mentally prepared, because I never knew what the outcome was going to be, you know, during the week. So I just prepared each day like I was going to go in and play. And I just gave 100% in practice, you know, got a lot of good coaching, and I think it helped me improve as a player.
And as you progressed, and certainly you did, I get to watch practice every day. You started making plays in practice week after week, day after day. And all of a sudden, it seemed like the coaches were starting, a little bit of a buzz was building about you. You get pressed into action 2 weeks ago with all the injuries against Cincinnati. What was it like when you went in there and hadn't played a snap, and boom, here you are playing cornerback in the NFL? What went through your mind?
The first snap, I was very nervous. My heart was beating so fast. I wasn't even in a play and I was already sweating. So it was just a lot of emotions to finally be playing in the NFL. And, you know, once I got that play over with, I just calmed down and just told myself it's just football. Go out there and have fun.
All right. So after that Cincinnati game, I imagine you talked with your family, your daughters. What was that like?
Oh, they were all excited. They didn't expect me to go in there. I know my wife was saying that both my daughters are screaming at the TV. Very excited to finally see me out there playing. You know, my mom told me she was yelling as well because they all did a little party together. So my whole family was excited, and I was glad that I finally had the opportunity to play.
It was great, and you were going against Mohamed Sanu a lot in that game. Did he say anything to you as the game went on, knowing that you were a rookie and yet he couldn't get open against you?
No, he didn't say anything. He just went around and went on with his business and ran his routes. I was just trying to do my best to stay on him and not let him complete a pass.
All right, so Cincinnati was a surprise. Carolina goes on, the week progresses, and you know you're going to go out there and you're going to start on Sunday, and you're going to be facing Kelvin Benjamin, a guy, 9 touchdowns, on pace for 1,000 yards now. Right, he'll be over 1,000 after this week. And you knew that was coming. So what was it like in a week where now you know you're playing corner and you know you're going to have a big challenge in Kelvin Benjamin?
I just try to get a lot of information from Joe and the older guys, tips on what I can do to make sure I'm successful. Watch a lot of film on him. You know, he is a big physical guy, great receiver, and I was just trying to make sure I match his tempo when I was in the game.
So you go out there. He has 5 catches for 47 yards. They tried you in the end zone. You got it out of there. You started getting fired up, giving him some of these no's. You had 2 passes defense in that game. Where's your confidence at after going out, starting in the NFL against a guy who had beaten a lot of people who had played in the NFL for a while and knowing that you held your own? I mean, his biggest play was the 18-yarder, and if that wasn't a perfect throw and a perfect catch, you were going to pick it.
Yeah,
you were right in position. Right. If you were 6'5", that's an interception.
Before the Carolina game, I think because I was actually been able to play, I think my confidence was at its highest. And it's always great to get feedback from the other guys, you know, saying that you did well, and even from Coach Pett from that interview. So my confidence was, you know, at its highest going into the game, and I felt more relaxed and comfortable being able to go out there and start.
What was that one like for your family, knowing that you were starting that week?
Oh, it was. I had a lot of people watching that time. They had a big party that day. Everybody's eyes was glued to the TV, and we was all excited.
I know your family's very important to you. Your wife, your 2 daughters. Christmas. Are you going to have an opportunity to be with your family at all, or even though it's in the middle of a football week?
Yeah, I'm going to be able to go home and be with them at Christmas. You know, we have a tradition where I cook Christmas morning, so we're going to keep that going. So I'm very excited about that.
Pierre, it has been a pleasure to get to know you this year, a pleasure to finally see you get an opportunity. You know, I've been rooting for you all season long, and it was great to see you go out there and do what everybody had hoped you would be able to do and play in this league at a very high level. Congratulations.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. We'll be back to wrap things up here on Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, driven by Liberty Ford, with the head coach of the Browns right after this.